Hello.
Hi, good evening. We are conducting a survey to help us better understand what is the most important to people across a variety of topics. Ma'am, your participation is voluntary, but important to the success of this research. Mm-hmm. All of your answers are confidential and will be combined with the answers from everyone who completes the survey. Do you have a few minutes of your time to complete a survey today?
How long is it going to take?
Less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am. All right. When thinking about the direction which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction which the country is headed?
I would say somewhat dissatisfied.
Somewhat dissatisfied, thank you.
Yeah.
When thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and 10 means it's a very important issue to you? The first one is criminal justice reform, from 0 to 10. You can take any.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Democracy, from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Crime and violence, from 0 to 10.
Oh, 10.
Okay. Kindergarten to 12th education, from 0 to 10.
I would say a 9.
Okay. Student loan debt, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Racism and discrimination, from 0 to 10.
9.
Okay. Reproductive freedom, from 0 to 10?
10.
Healthcare.
20. 10.
Okay. Oh, healthcare 10? Okay.
Yes.
Immigration, from 0 to 10?
9.
Thank you. Abortion rights, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Jobs and wages, from 0 to 10?
I would say 8.
Okay. Climate change, from 0 to 10?
8.
Okay. Voting rights, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Inflation and the cost of living, from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Okay. As you may know, there will be an election for President of the U.S., Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. What is your race? White, Black, American, Indian, I'm sorry?
African American.
Thank you. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered? Yes.
I'm registered.
Okay. Thank you. Do you think, I'm sorry, I got to, what is your, the year of your birth? I'm sorry.
1976.
Okay. Thank you. What is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received? 12th grade or below, or no high school diploma, high school graduate, some college formal degree, associate degree, bachelor's degree, master's degree, professional degree?
Some college, but no degree.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on the issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
I feel like I would say 8.
Thank you.
I would say it's an 8.
Okay. How much power do you feel that the Black community has to change on issues that matter most to your community? Can you please rate the amount of power you feel the Black community has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means the Black community has no power at all, and 10 means that the community has a lot of power to make change on the issues that matter to their community?
I would say 5.
Okay. please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. Thank you so much. I'll start with the first one. Raphael Warnock. Would that be from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. J.D. Vance, from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. Andre Dickens, from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Okay. Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10?
Kemp, I'm going to give Kemp. I'm going to give Kemp a good 6, because Kemp did two things that I like, but everything else, not
okay.
Too much.
Thank you, ma'am. Brad Raffensperger. From 0 to 10.
I don't remember who he is, so let's say I don't know who he is.
Okay, that would be never heard of? Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Tim Walt.
I like Walt. I would say 8.
Thank you. And Joan Ossoff.
10.
10? Okay, thank you. We're almost done, I promise. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris? Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein, undecided. I do not plan to vote.
Harris.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? That's the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
The Democratic candidate.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, yes.
I'm sorry, yes, I voted for Biden.
Okay, thank you. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
I would say stay the same.
Okay. So, okay, here's the answers. Much worse, no change, much better. I'm sorry.
Give me the options again.
Oh, yes. Would that be, thinking back to the last 4 years, would that be much worse, no change, better, much better?
No change.
Okay. Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A moderate difference.
Okay. Below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or persons or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number 0 to 10. Okay, the first one is Democrats and the U.S. Congress.
I would say 3.
Okay. COVID-19 recovery.
From 10.
Okay. Black voters from 0 to 10.
9.
Thank you.
I mean, no.
Oh.
Because they, I want to say, okay, so 0.
Okay.
My mind is getting confused because usually 10 is good, but in this situation, 10 is
it certainly prevented progress.
Right, they prevented progress. Okay.
Your local mayor? Yes, go ahead.
Local mayor, 0.
Okay. Vice President Harris?
0.
Okay. Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly?
I would say 2.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many Black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it would strongly motivate you to vote, a 5 means you are not sure, and a 0 means that the policy would not motivate you to vote at all. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. I'll start with the first one. The first one is, because we voted in March, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau took a significant step to protect consumers by reducing credit card late fees from $32 to $8. This change is expected to save consumers a substantial $10 million annually, demonstrating the Bureau's commitment to easing financial burdens and promoting fairer credit practices. Would that be from 0 to 10, where 0 is would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 not sure, 10 would strongly motivate you?
Strongly motivate me, 10.
Okay. Next one is, because we protested together, this administration has banned no-knock warrants and chokeholds and mandated body cameras for all officers. When state prosecutors failed, federal hate crimes laws were used to convict the murderers of Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. Would that be 0 to 10, where 0 is would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 not sure, 10 would strongly motivate you?
10.
Okay. Next one, Black voters should recognize the progress that has been made toward collective Black power. While there is still much work to be done, patience with each other is essential as we continue the path to future progress. Would that be 0, would not motivate you to vote at all, 5, not sure, 10, would strongly motivate you?
10.
Thank you. Because we demanded funds for HBCUs, the American Rescue Plan invested over $2.7 billion in historically Black colleges and universities, the largest ever. Over $260 million went to the 8 Georgia schools, with half required for direct student financial relief through grants, debt discharge, and other aid. 0 would not motivate you to vote at all. 5 not sure. 10 would strongly motivate you.
10.
Thank you. Because we voted, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau announced a major initiative or remove medical debt from credit reports for over 50 million Americans. This policy change is projected to boost scores by an average of 20 points, providing significant financial relief and improving access to credit for millions of individuals. Would that be from 0 to 10, 0 being would not motivate you to vote at all, 5 not sure, 10 strongly motivate you?
10.
Thank you. We're almost done, I promise. I know you're with your family.
Okay. That's my granddaughter.
Oh, okay.
If it was my daughter, I probably would have been said, be quiet.
Yes.
I let my granddaughter do whatever she wanted to do.
Absolutely. I have 3 grandkids, too. Absolutely. All right. Thank you for your responses so far. I'm now going to ask you some of the questions again. Sometimes people change their minds, and that's probably okay, because answers based on how you feel right now, okay? No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
8.
Thank you. Okay. How much power do you feel the Black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community from 0 to 10? A lot of talent.
I said five, and that's because I feel like, I'll stick with five because the desire has to be there as well. So.
All right now. As you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state, and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, 10 means you are extremely likely to vote?
10.
Thank you. All right. Thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better? These are just questions almost towards the end. Much worse, no change, better, much better.
No change.
Do you consider yourself one, heterosexual or straight, two, lesbian or gay, three, bisexual or four, something else?
One.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. And are you the parent of guardian of any children under age 18?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish? No, we already know that one already. Okay.
No.
Just repeating some questions. I apologize for that. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Democrat.
Thank you. All right. Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Strong.
Strong? Okay. How would you describe your employment status? Full, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, terminally disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent, student, other?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine, too, as well. There is the first one is less than $24,999 or between $25,000 and $34,999 or between $35,000 to $44,999 or $55,000 to $64,999 or $65,000 to $74,999.
That one.
That one. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for being so patient with me. This includes our survey. You have a wonderful evening, okay? Take care.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you so much. Take care.